Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. I'm speaking with the owner of Don Metal Polish.
Yeah.
Hey, how's
I'm
it going?
I'm one of the owners.
Okay. How are you doing today?
I don't have a lot of time. I just explained that to the last person. I'm willing to listen. We have a niche business.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a narrow target. Mm-hmm. We've gone through this with other companies.
Okay.
And other bigger companies. Mm-hmm. And the end result is they don't understand our business. Mm-hmm. And the amount of money that is charged, mm-hmm. and that I'm paying with another business right now, mm-hmm. is, I think, too much for too little results.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in other words, it doesn't pay for itself. So I don't know
right.
how you're different,
right.
but.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you do a lot of polishing. Are you doing polishing for people that are trying to sell products, or are you doing polishing for people that just have the products in general and just have them on display, like stuff like that? Or kind of walk me through a little bit of where you're really trying to...
Where are you looking about my business? I mean, our website tells a lot about what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking on Don's Brass and Copper Polishing. It says some of the popular items we polish include antique brass beds. So I'm just wondering if you guys, you have a list of stuff, church goods, stuff like that. So do you guys go to
the place?
Yeah,
well, that's
place?
What we do.
Right. So
no,
I'm just wondering.
We don't go on site. They have to be brought to us.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're looking for people to bring things to you. Okay. Do you guys post before and after pictures about, you know, the polishing stuff on like a Facebook page or anything like that where people can see the
yes,
quality
I
work
do.
That you do? Perfect. Okay. So how we can help you is that we will populate you to the first page of Google. Okay. So when anybody does search, a copper polishing company near me, they would be able to find you and call you guys directly. Now, the difference between us is that we are Google Channel partners. So we actually pair that up with a Facebook retargeting campaign. So anybody that are searching your services, we run a campaign on Facebook. We also make sure that you get more exposure through Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Okay? So anybody that searches just the services you offer on an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, a computer, a laptop, they would be able to find your company. They'd be able to see the quality work you do, and then they'd be able to contact you directly. Does that make sense?
I think we're pretty much doing that now. We're already on Yelp, and I already spoke to them about this, and they really can't do anything because they wouldn't be able to market us properly.
Yeah, I mean, Yelp is a cost per click. This isn't a cost per click. It's just a free listing for Yelp that we just make sure that you get more exposure. So the bulk of your customers is going to come from Google. That's where everybody searches when they need a service done, when they need to find a research, a tool, anything like that. They're going to Google. Especially for me, let me tell you, my grandma, her house is just full of antiques. Bless her soul. She just kept everything from when she was small to now. And she could use a polishing company to polish some of the older antiques that you have, because that's when they were really made out of good quality. They just weren't made out of plastic like they are now. And going through her stuff, I would Google, you know, copper polishing company near me, right? Who can make this look brand new again? And then I'd be able to have a list of companies there. That's where we would like to post you, but in your area that you're in, so that way people can find you, like churches,
well, this
collectors.
Area is not in one town, it's in a region.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Specialized, so it's a niche business, so
right.
there aren't many people that do what we do, so it has
Absolutely.
To be a broader area. And there
Absolutely.
Aren't that many people. It's a high-end older person service.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I agree. And we can target specific cities and specific zip codes and make you populate in those areas so that way people can utilize that service. Okay. Now, what we do is, like you said, it's very specific. So that's what we do as well, is we actually work with one company per industry, per area. So when we do have a listing, that's why Jonathan actually reached out to you. Once it's closed, we actually close out that category, and we don't work with anybody else who does what you do. That's a strict Google guideline that we have to. Yeah, that's in our emails, and I think it's on our website as well. Our website is called Local Splash.
Okay. Is there any way that you can get on the same page as auction houses?
As far as look them up?
No, I'd like to advertise where auctions are advertised, like auctions.org or estatesales.org.
I don't know if we're able to do that. I don't know if they're like a private deal that you would have to sign up with. I can
well,
check
you know
for
how
you.
There's,
right?
An ad, there's always an ad that pops up that, you know, might be related to the subject matter. Usually it's not, but I would be interested in a pop-up ad when somebody goes into that site.
Okay. And that's auction house? Is that what you said?
No, auction, it's actually estatesales.com and estatesales.net. There's two of them. I mean, I don't want to pay to be on there. I think I already called and they don't allow services. But there are pop-ups. There's, you know, usually a stream of advertisers that are not on it, but they're on my computer screen, a column of them on a lot of these sites. And I'd like to, because that's where the target market is, people that are interested in the antiques.
Yeah, and I'll say this. Facebook has a ton of groups that have antique groups. They have collector items groups. They have a ton of groups on there. So what we do is we actually run those pop-ups like you're talking about there to interested people that are on Facebook scrolling through their timeline.
Are you talking about Facebook Marketplace?
We don't put it on Facebook Marketplace. We put it on their Facebook feed itself. So when they're on their feed, and I don't know if you've been on Facebook and you're looking at maybe like your friends or family posts, you're on your stories, you're looking at that, that's where we populate those two. It's specifically directed to people that are already searching for your services on Google. We retarget those guys on Facebook. And now we can push them to your website. We can either have them contact you directly with a phone call or a text message. It really just depends on how you like to be contacted.
There's something that I'd like to hear what you have to say about.
Sure.
First of all, obviously we're older, so we weren't raised on computers. And I was, you know, informed that the best thing to do is to have an email address and a website.
Okay.
I think that with just, you know, with ads that are, we're with Google right now, and with the ads, I had a change. This email business is ridiculous because a lot of times people will just key in, I have this, how much? And, you know, it could be a details process, and we need the details, and we may need photos. And I can't go back and forth and back and forth with people that are very controlling that don't want to talk on the phone because, to be quite frank, I find that that old process, the phone, works faster to get to the point if the person decides whether or not they're going to work with us. So that's been working very well for us. And texting photos after I talk to them on the phone works. It's just so much faster and easier, and it isn't time consuming. So is that the way people are working? Because it feels like we don't even need a website. Did I lose you?
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. Websites are good for information. So it's always good to just have a website, especially when you're on Google, because people can look up your company and then they can look up, you know, the services that you provide. Like you said, the services that you have is all the services on your website where you polish. So if I have a ton of different other things that I want to polish, I can see that you do that. Then now I'm more inclined to just go with you because now you're the one-stop shop, right? But you're absolutely right. People just do phone calls. They send text messages. They say, hey, I have this product. Can you polish it for me? Can you clean it up for me? Can you make it new? And then you guys conversate through there. It's really how it works through Google as well, because they can just contact you guys directly. And on top of that too, and this is why the Facebook market, or not the marketplace, but the Facebook advertising is so important, is because that advertisement is going to people that are already searching for your services. They have a need for your services, and now they can contact you directly there. They can interact with you on Facebook as well. It really goes hand in hand.
I don't like that process, though. I recently ran an ad, a sale ad, for our, we have a store with it filled with the antiques that we want to get rid of. And I ran an ad on there, and all I got were messages. So now I have texting, telephone calls, emails, and messages. And I don't have time for all of that. But it seems like Facebook, people just want a message. They don't want a call. They don't want you to have access of any information about them, although there's a profile that you can look up, you know, when somebody... but I just find it, I've had some really good sales on there, fast, respectable people, and stupid questions too. But, you know, I was really disappointed.
Okay.
Well, yeah, if you offer something for $80 and somebody will offer $20, I don't even bother answering it. Or can you take measurements? You know, the whole point is to come and see it in person. So, So in any event, I don't know if that's what our culture has come to, where people are going to pay or make a decision online when you have access to the item. I just think it's important. If you can see it, feel it, touch it, smell it, it's better than buying it online, where monitors don't get the right tones and colors and stuff like that. But anyway, is there any way to get people to call and not use Messenger on Facebook if it is advertised there?
Yeah, we don't have to have it go to your Messenger at all. Like I said, we can just, it's really depending on how you want to be contacted, and we can put a button there. So if they are interested or they want to get a hold of you, then the only thing they can do is call you. And if that's the way you want to be contacted, then that's the only way that will allow your customers to get a hold of you, is a direct call to you.
Okay, because so our customer is 55 on up to over like 95, 100. They're, and they have, when they come to visit us, they have very nice cars, expensive cars. So it's really, it's not middle class. It's pretty much upper
higher
middle
up,
class.
Higher
or
up,
above.
Yeah. What kind of cars
do
they have?
Yeah, so there are certain...
like antique cars?
No. I have never seen anybody drive up in an antique car, but they have expensive cars such as Mercedes, BMWs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Volvos.
Okay. Yeah. My grandma has a 14 car garage with all antique cars in there. So that's why I said when you're talking about, when I'm talking about an antique shop, that I just, that's my grandma's house. So
where is her house located?
She's located in, Washington State.
Oh.
Yeah, but she had like all 57 Crestliners, 57 Thunderbird, a 68 Thunderbird. I think the youngest car she had was like a 2005 50-year anniversary Thunderbird. So when you're talking about antiques and target market, I know exactly who you're talking about when you're talking about the middle age to older age market. They're not really tech savvy. They don't spend a lot of time in their phones, but they like their antiques to look really nice, polished and everything like that. And the thing about this is a lot of the older crowd has gotten on Facebook because they want to keep up with their kids. They want to keep up with their grandkids, and being able to put you in front of those people where they know, you know, you've been in business for a while, so when they know a trusted person like yourself and they see you populating on that page of Facebook for them, they can just call you directly from there, and then they would be able to ask you, like, hey, you know, I have this antique bowl. I would like you to polish it. Just, you know, an example there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I know exactly, like, what... You, when I'm talking to you, I'm feeling like I'm in my grandma's house right now, just thinking of all the antiques that she has. So,
does she have a barn?
Does she have a barn?
Yep.
She does not have a barn, no. She has a shed. But
yes,
it looks like it looks like a tiny barn.
I like T-birds, so I think she probably has the same taste.
Yeah, I would think so as well. She was a Ford girly for sure. So she's no longer with us. My dad lives at her house now, but she loved those cars, I'll tell you that. So, but I mean, I want to help you out here because I understand, you know, wasting money on advertising and it not working out for you is just the toughest deal for a small business.
It pulls, but I don't think it pays off. I don't understand why there's not much. It's not like we have a restaurant, you know, or a gym or a nail salon.
Right.
We don't have those repeat kind of customers, but there's not any competition really for us.
Right. So, it's just understanding that somebody knows that you're there. That's the thing. I mean, nowadays, it's like, you know, when you have a brick and mortar store and you don't advertise anywhere, nobody knows that you're open, right? It's the same thing on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
When you open up a business, you have to advertise because everybody now is on their phone or on some type of digital platform where you can advertise. And the first thing that comes to mind when you're looking at such a niche product like yourself is Google. If you're not on Google and somebody searches your services and they find maybe the one or two other companies that are in your area, they're the ones that are going to get the calls because they're the ones that are able to get in front of the customers when they're searching for that service. And that's why I want to help you get that.
How do you filter out? One of the problems we've had is with Google Business and pay-per-click, we have search words.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I don't understand the mechanics of it, but for some reason, if people are looking to do it themselves, or polishing compounds or products, or how to polish, we get those calls. Not so much anymore, but I don't want to pay for that. And, you know, we go over it and we tell them to take those words away and, you know, block them. And they do for a while, and then it comes back again. So I'm also sick of that. I think I'm paying too much for too little.
Right. Are you paying like a cost per lead or something, or are you just paying like a flat rate?
Oh, per click.
You're paying per click. Oh, wow. Okay. And I mean, if you don't mind me asking, I probably already know how much you're paying, but are you paying anywhere from $400 a click or $400 a month for the clicks?
Sometimes it has gone up to that. And to be quite frank, when they decided, it's been a nuisance because they have people offshore that don't like women and don't like Americans. And I think the phone magnifies everything, and that comes through. They're also so high-tech talented that they're impatient. And, I can't understand their accent. I was tired of saying, can you slow down? and then they, for some reason, stopped that service, or I had an appointment and no one contacted me, and I couldn't get through by phone or anything. So I have been ignoring it. It's on my husband's card. We're still getting business, but I'm tired of dealing with that. I don't have the time.
Okay. Because, I mean, a pay-per-click is very expensive. I'll be quite frank. I mean, most people go down to where the map section is, and when they search, they go to the map to see the different businesses there, and they find something within like 5 to 6 seconds. I mean, that's the statistics. Research shows that on Google for our analytics here. So usually when we do a pay-per-click, we're doing like a massive business where, they're trying to get like hundreds of customers in. And they're trying to really target 100-mile radius. Where here, I think the best bet for you, like I said, is just getting to the Google business profile and then retargeting with your Facebook page on the Facebook campaign. That's going to be the easiest, but that's also going to be the cheapest for you. I know we have a special going on because we have the end of year special. We have it for $249, and that's just month-to-month, flat rate. It's not a pay-per-click, so you're not going to get this fluctuation of sometimes you're going to pay $400, sometimes you're going to pay $300, and you can really just budget for the $249, and that's going to get you in front of your customers. We can place you, like I said, in cities and zip codes and really target your niche without having to pay almost, $500 each month, because I know that can get really expensive, especially if the clientele isn't coming in.
It is. And, it's better than nothing. It's better than print advertising. But sure. I haven't really, I've talked to a lot of other companies. I've tried Angie's List. I know we're on there. We have reviews that are good. There's
but
someone
Angie's
that we
exclusive.
Service. Excuse me?
I said Angie's isn't exclusive. So, I mean, Angie's, what they do is they put you in an umbrella. It's not a niche-based service to where
I
just
know,
your...
and
go ahead.
I had a horrible time with them. They wasted my time.
Yeah.
We got to the point where the person I was dealing with admitted and said, we can't. There's no point in going any further. We can't really service you as a niche. And I really appreciate that. And then Yelp really wasted my time, appointment after appointment, back and forth. Oh, yes, we understand niche businesses. So then, they asked me what kind of things we work on. And it's not a repeat business per se. And, people don't pay $950 for a brass bed to be polished. And to tell you the truth, it's not enough because it's labor intensive.
Right.
To have it done again next year. I mean, we have people at every Christmas, every fireplace, and I have 7 fireplaces. They bring everything in. because they want it done whether it needs it or not. But so, I mean, would it got to the point where the person said, oh, you know, oh, a brass bed, how much do you charge? And I told her, and she said, oh, well, you know, that's going to be a repeat customer. And I doubt, you know, in their lifetime or ours, because it's usually 15, 20 years before it gets done again.
Right.
So, I, you know, that's when I realized you're not a niche specialist.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask me enough questions. And I think part of the problem with the business, it's good that we're really, we do have one competitor, and he's awful. And he can't do what we can do. And he is in Newton, and he comes up for Boston, and we don't, and we service Boston more than we do the North Shore.
Right.
It's
and Boston
weird.
Has a
the
ton
North
of
Shore.
There.
Yeah. Cambridge and Somerville and, like, Newton, surrounding towns, they're all high-end towns. And southern New Hampshire, those are the, I mean, and we have people that, as far as New York, that have mailed things to us. And Maryland and Maine. So, and Rhode Island. And, you know, we service churches too. But it's, I think that says it all. It is a niche business, and it's not necessarily that people are going to come by, you know, every 6 months to bring something in. Now, we do deal with antique dealers, but the high-end ones are great. The lower or mid-size dealers are a pain in the ass. We don't want them. They're cheap. They leave things, never pick it up. And they, or they want it too fast. So we don't want that. The high-end, they're not a problem. They understand the craft and, you know, what we put into it. But as far as, you know, Google, I just, it seems like everyone's saying there's really, from what I've read online, there's really no option better than Google.
Right.
Pay-per-click.
Yeah, I mean the pay-per-click is just more expensive because you're looking at, pay-per-click is like anywhere from 50 cents to $2.50 a click. So that's why when you're looking at, you know, a deal that one month you might spend $250 and then the next month you're spending $400, you know, there's really no cap depending on who's running it. I mean, I know for us, we do pay-per-click as well, but if you're just looking to get into the specific cities and zip codes, I mean, Facebook with the Google business profile is more than enough, especially with what you're just trying to accomplish. But I mean, if you want to do the pay-per-click, it is more expensive. We charge $449 for it. We do advertise $300 of that $449 to the budget. So you would never pay more than that, but at the same time, it's expensive. And when I'm talking to you, it doesn't seem like you want to pay more for advertising. It seems like you want to pay for quality advertising, but at a reasonable rate.
Well, if we get enough, you know, if it pulls and it really pays for itself, then, you know, I would consider increasing it, but I feel like I'm being gouged because I don't understand why I have to pay $2.75 or $2.50 per click when it should probably be 50 cents because, you know, there's no competition. So how does that work? I mean, a restaurant would have to pay more, wouldn't it?
It just depends on the time of year. It depends on, you know, who else is bidding at that job for that. I understand there's not a lot of competition, but still, if there is any competition and they're doing the same thing, then the price of it goes up. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's just is what it is. But like I said, I mean, with Facebook, your per click deal is less than that. It's really like 10 to 20 cents a click. So it's, you kind of get more bang for your buck there. And on top of that, there's people that are in Facebook groups there that are into like antiques. They're constantly looking for stuff. We can promote your page that way as well. And we could do it for $249. We allocate $100 from that $249 month to month to the Facebook advertising. But if you want to go the Google Ads route, I got no problem helping you there and setting you up with that.
I'd like to try something else without paying more, but not losing business during the changeover of the tryout.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Companies like, are you familiar with First Dibs?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You should look that up because that's, I would like to be linked to the people that go there. That's,
First,
you know, yeah.
So
and another one.
How it works is that, I mean, we're partners with Facebook and Meta. So, I mean, people that search the services and First Dibs pop up, we'd be able to retarget those people on Facebook. Maybe we can put a Facebook ad together that have First Dibs interest. But people that go straight to First Dibs, we wouldn't be able to say, like, we wouldn't be able to, I don't think we'd be able to target them because we don't own First Dibs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and they're not selling their list.
Yeah. you're
okay.
Right. Yeah. So, but how it works here is that we're a Google Channel partner, right? So we have a lot of resources and tools where we can put you in an exact area where people search a service, or maybe if they're searching like jewelry or watches or furniture or something like that, maybe antique furnitures, we can pop your listing up there so then that way people can call you directly if they are looking to, you know, polish those things. But like I said, the best deal of how it would work is pairing that up with a Facebook ad, because now when those people leave Google, your business populates on another popular platform where they're going on their free time, and then it triggers their mind like, oh, that's right, you know, I wanted to get that bed frame polished. Let's call Don's and let's see how much they charge for that, or when we can schedule an appointment, or how long it would take. And now they're able to contact you directly. And that's really
where we
see that happening for you.
You captured my interest, but I have to go now. So can we schedule a time after the first of the year
about
this? And, and can you send me some information through the email that I gave the previous fellow that I gave a hard time to?
I'll get the email from him. We're running an end-of-the-year special, though, so that $249, I can't guarantee you it won't be $249 after today, because today is the end of the year. Monday's the new year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I need to think about this and take more time. So if it's not $249, what is it?
When it's not on sale. Yeah, so typically it's around $599 when it's not on sale. How long have you been in business for? Is your name Don? Or is, because I haven't even asked you.
I'm Barbara. Don is my husband.
Okay, Barbara. It's nice to meet you, Barbara. How long have you guys been in business, Barbara?
Online over 10 years.
Okay.
Probably 15.
Okay. So you would still run a credit, which is called the legacy credit. So I could still give you some type of special. It just wouldn't be as low as $249. It would be $349 month to month. that's the lowest we can go without the end of the year special. You're really getting over a 50% discount here with us helping you get that going for you. Now, I would get you on an onboarding call with my tech team next week on Tuesday. That way we can go over all the services, pictures you have, and make sure we get that correct for you to get on that first page, and also to get pictures so we can create some cool before and after picture campaigns for your Facebook. But the only day today is the $249. And I mean, I can lock you in at that day. Go ahead.
But, so you're saying that we would be, you could get us on the Boston map. Could you?
Yeah, if people are searching in Boston, they'd be able to find you. We'd populate you in Boston.
Okay. And you could get me on the first page of Google.
Yes, ma'am.
And
for the services you offer.
Facebook. Yeah.
And Facebook, we would retarget people that are searching your services on Google. Yes, we put a retargeting campaign.
I still am not ready to commit. So, if you guys have called earlier, I'd probably be committing today at under 300, but I didn't want to go over that because, it's like switching from one company to another. When I don't know, what kind of response I'm going to get. So.
Well, let me ask you, what might be holding you back from securing the listing today, Barbara?
Two things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay for two. I don't want to end one that is pulling for one that may not, because there's no guarantee with your company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, are they doing Google
right now? The
other
thing is...
Oh, go ahead.
The other, I don't know what they're doing because I can't access them. And I, to be quite frank, the bill goes on my husband's charge, and I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it lately. But somebody's doing something because we're getting the calls.
Okay.
And the people are finding us online.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the amount of money. It's difficult right now economically with everything increasing in price. And it's really tough.
Right. Right. No, I definitely understand.
$249 I could probably handle, but like I said, with the overlap with the two companies, I just can't justify making the commitment. And also, how long would that be for? Would it be for a year or would it be month to month?
So $249, it's not a contract. You're actually just in a month-to-month deal. So there are no early termination fees or anything like that. So you wouldn't be locked into a contract. Now, the $249, you would be grandfathered in at that price. So it doesn't matter what would happen next year. You would always pay the $249 for you being with us for the service. So if, let's say, inflation goes up, the price doesn't go up, your end-of-the-year special never ends, you would always stay at that flat rate.
I can't give you a confirm it now. I know you said it's month-to-month. I know it takes, 1 to 3 months to see results, to get any idea whether or not it's going to work, but I just can't do it. You caught me off guard at the end of the year, so I can't make a decision this fast.
Okay, that's not a problem. So how about I circle back with you next week. I'll try to do my best to see, I'll talk to my manager here, see if we can help you out here and maybe keep this end of the year special for you for next week, and then go from there. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, it does sound fair. I still would like you to send some information, and hopefully you could explain to your manager that I'm not going to budge, you know, to go over 300, the amount, the 249 that you mentioned. I think I would be more comfortable with. I'm a visual person. I really would need to see if you can send samples of what you've done for other people, other niche companies. You know, I'd like to see that, but right now I can't do anything, but I do want to ask you another question.
Sure.
There's a company we've been doing business with for a long time, and they're paying over $4,000 a month for Google's pay-per-click.
Okay.
And I don't know that it's, I just think that's awfully expensive for another small niche company. Does that sound like the average or normal?
$4,000? It just depends on the industry, but most people, it just depends on the company that's running their deal. For
it's
us,
a specialized
like,
retail shop.
Yeah. So like for us, like I
hardware.
Said, for us, we help small to medium sized businesses get on the first page of Google for less than what bigger businesses have to pay. So some companies will charge over, you know, $4,000 for it. And then other companies went, I don't know what their advertising budget, what they want to set it at. Is, but I know for us, we start at $300 to advertise for that. So we are, you know, like I said, we charge a couple different prices based off of what you're trying to do. So $4,000, I think, is a little too high, to be completely fair. But again, I don't know what they're what they're searching, what they're trying to accomplish with their marketing campaign as well.
Yeah, I think it's too high from what I see, but again, I'm not going to identify him because if somebody from your company calls and they mention my name, I'll get
in trouble.
Yeah, and could lose business, but he's really picky. But anyway, you know, if we do business and it works, I'd let everyone know.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Why wouldn't I? Because there's no competition for me, so it wouldn't hurt us.
Right, exactly, right? So this what I'll do is I'll send you over an email. I'm going to put in the pricing there because they just did get confirmation that we'll be able to keep that price for you because I already reached out to my manager. I'll put the pricing in there. It'll be the full breakdown. There'll also be a couple links in there for our website. There'll also be links in there for other things that you may want to look up and check us out as well. What's a better time for you next week to go over this and see if this is something you'd like to secure for 2024 for you?
Let me see. Can you do it next Friday?
Sure. What time on next Friday? Same time here or do we want a little earlier?
Now, where are you located? Are you in the same time range that I'm in?
No, so we're Pacific Standard Time. So right now it's 1 o'clock and I know, or no, right now it's 2 o'clock and right now it's 5 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah. I'd rather do it in the morning. How about 11:30? Does that give you enough time?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We come in at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that's 10 a.m. your time. So 11:30, I can give you a call, and then we can go from there on next Friday if that works best for you.
Can you please include that in your email so that I'll know I have that appointment? Because I have other situations where people are trying to change appointments.
Okay.
To be quite frank, it's not important, but, you know, been ill, so I've had to change appointments, and now they're trying to You know how people are. If they can take a day off and cram everyone into one day, or 3 days, that works for them, but it doesn't work for me, so I'm dealing with some of that and other things.
Okay.
So Friday would be better, because as far as I'm concerned, nothing is scheduled, and I don't think I will be scheduling anything. So that will give me plenty of time to review what you send me.
Okay, perfect. And then for your email address, is it just dawns@brasscopperpolishing.com?
dawn@dawnsbrasspolishing.site.
Let me write this down. Because I think Jonathan took a late lunch here, so I just want to make sure I have it.
I'll give you my personal email. That might be better.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. B as in Bob. T as in Tom. A as in Ian. N. Z as in Zoo. I. 2004@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. .com. Okay, so I have btani2004@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
No, btanzi.
Oh, zni. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll send this over to you, Barbara, and then I'll put in there the details, and then I'll also put in there the time, date, and then I'll call you on Friday morning. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you for your time, and I think you're pretty honest. I don't think you're going to hit me with more fees and stuff if I decide to go forward. So,
you know, yeah, everything will be said in writing for the 249. There's no hidden fees, no taxes, nothing like that. It's just the flat rate of the 249. So, and that'll be, like I said, in writing there for you. It'll say month to month, no contracts as well. So, I'll put all that in the email so that way you can look over it. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Deborah. I'll talk to you next year.
All righty. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.